The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
There it is in a nutshell, all or nothing at all. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this February 22nd. Technically, George Washington's birthday, I think, is February 22nd. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that right, George?
Bon cumpleaños, George. Bon cumpleaños, George.
We've got Arthur Idala in the studio. Big Al is here. We're all fired up this morning. Brian is producing in for Frankie Morano. Frankie, we hope we'll be back on Monday. Have we heard from him at all, guys? Hey, first of
he
all,
tweeted something last night about how he hates chain restaurants. So this is what he's spending his time on instead of his vacation.
It's all right. Yeah. You know, you go away. Hey, Arthur, welcome, my friend. How you doing, my buddy?
It was the first thing I thought of this morning when I saw the date. I said, it's George Washington's birthday. And the guy, you know, he deserves a lot of credit. I am going to see, I'm taking my son, Luca, my nephew, Nicholas, and my niece, Juliana, their Christmas present is I'm taking them to see Hamilton next Friday night. And we've been listening to the soundtrack, and you learn so much about American history in that soundtrack.
Me and Al, I don't know. Al, Hamilton, what? I don't know. What do you think?
I'd go.
You have to listen to the soundtrack at least 25 times.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't use this word lightly. It is an act of genius. It really is. The way they tie in, you learn so much about American history if you really know all the words to, I think it's the 43 songs, from even after Hamilton dies. And, you know, I feel very close to it because your studio here is, he's buried a few feet away, literally.
That's right.
You know, his wife lived 50 more years after he died.
Don't they all, Arthur?
Yeah. And her big thing was she started the first orphanage here in the United States of America. And, you know, that was her whole thing, was taking care of kids who were orphaned because Alexander Hamilton was an orphan. So
it's good stuff, and we wish you all the best. That should be fun. But is that true? That's still true that women outlive men? I mean, is that true?
Sure, yes. Of course. Is that right? Kidding
as
me?
It should be. As it should be,
as it should be, as it is. And, and warm regards, by the way, from Avi. I know you spoke to Professor Dershowitz.
Wait, I want to know, you and Avi, bare feet, walking
unbelievable.
The beach in Miami, man. I mean, that is good. What do you talk about with Professor Dershowitz?
Literally everything. From obvious things you think about, the current events of the time, legal and political, to like the best restaurants in Miami. You know, Alan loves to eat. He's a big food guy. He's not a heavy guy, but he loves to eat.
Arthur is 80 now. He's 80 years old.
Yeah, he'll be 81 September 1st. Yeah, but his mind, he's so. And the thing is, this, Joe, he's so relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's so relevant. I mean, every day I get a Google alert for all you guys, and Alan's always there. He's always saying something.
Yeah,
and something that's important. And we really, what we were talking about was Israel. and anti-Semitism and how that's rearing its ugly head in these days, and that people call me and they're like, look, Idala, your buddy Dershowitz, he's got to step up here. The guy's pushing 81 and he's got to step up.
But he's right, and he's always been so pro-Israel, and now what you see what's happening in the United States House of Representatives, Arthur Idala, those of us who support Israel, who support the Jewish community throughout the United States, the anti-Semitic rise is scary. It's scary, and they're not doing it. And hey, Arthur, what's going on with Nancy Pelosi? And what Chuck Schumer is Mr. Israel? You know Senator Schumer.
Yep.
Why isn't this guy, he should be incensed. Where's his pro-Israel speech, Arthur?
It doesn't fit into their narrative. I mean, that's the problem. It doesn't fit into their narrative. So it's not working for them. But, you know, Schumer was my councilman, then my congressman, now my senator. And, he got elected on his pro-Israel stance. He got elected on his being such a friend of the only democracy in the Middle East. And now that it doesn't fit into, I don't know, and I don't know why, it's blowing my mind. Joe, let me tell you this. If you would have asked me a month ago whether Donald Trump was going to get reelected, I would have said, there's no way, not right now.
Really?
Now I think, I don't know. I mean, of course, at this point in George H.W. Bush's presidency, his approval ratings were like 92%, and then he went on to lose to Bill Clinton.
Well, that was
so much
Kuwait.
More. I know. Yeah. Well, it was Kuwait. It was right. That's why his approval ratings were so high. But so who knows what's going to happen? But it is definitely disappointing that at this point in our society, this stuff with Israel and anti-Semitic, it's just anti-Semitism should not be raising its ugly head. And God bless Dershowitz for being there and pounding
his
chest and the Joe Piscopos of the world, because we need Israel in the Middle East to be a shining example of democracy at its best.
So, listen, March 22nd, Lorenzo's in Staten Island, and Avi said he may be there. Professor Dershowitz, let me know. Give me the inside line, because it's so funny. We all go, right, Al? We always go to Arthur. He's got the inside line and everybody.
Yep.
So, Arthur, if you go to Professor, if he does come in, I will put an arrangement together. What song will Professor Dershowitz like to do? Very Good Year or My Way? Because he does both, and he loves both, and he sings them in key when I have him on the show, by the way. Well, Very Good Year?
As you know, I was going to say, you know, My Way is not an easy song to by the way, just so you know how insane my parents are, they're going to Florida and they plan their trip. So they come home March 19th, St. Joseph's Day.
It's going to
be. And so that they can be there on March 22nd. So,
And I'm bringing the whole family on stage. It's going to be such a family show. But listen, Arthur, you're invited on stage. You want to sing a tune? Because I know you can.
Bring Mike Gallagher. I was going to say,
Gallagher, come on.
We'll do a little Guys and Dolls.
Oh. You promise? You promise me this?
Joe, if I'm in town, I think I've been to every one of your Staten Island shows. How about Cthulhu? He was there at the first one. You were there at the first one.
Yeah, yes. I know. But I said the wrong thing to his wife, and I didn't mean to. It was just trying to be funny.
Oh, boy.
I called his wife the Gumada.
Called her the Gumada. It was nice that you brought the Gumada.
Let me tell you something. I think that's a compliment. For someone who's been together with his wife for so long, if your wife is actually your Gumada.
Is Friday night the Gumada night or not? And I'm just saying.
No.
The Gumada is supposed to be the fun, happy time.
According to Goodfellas, Friday night was for the wives. Saturday was for the girlfriends. So.
Oh, is that right?
Are you positive about that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Because when they go in and then they're talking about Nat King Cole, and then, you know, Joe Pesci gets a little, you know,
you check out Avi if you would, Mr. Idala. Like, you don't have enough to do, Arthur, right? And if you want to come on stage with Mike Gallagher doing that Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, you don't think that would just stop the show?
We would blow the
Gallagher
blow the
and Idala on stage. Come on, Lorenzo.
Joe, if you want, I'll bring my Gumada. Would you like that? Is that what you want? Let me go through the lengthy list and
bring
I'll pick one out.
Joe, I'm just wondering.
The attractive blonde gal that you were with, that you had that candlelit dinner with last week. What was that?
She wasn't blonde.
No, hold on. Are you referring to your son Michael's mother, Kim? Is that her name?
No.
She would fit that description. She was at Lorenzo's last time.
You didn't see the candlelit dinner that Alan,
No.
A couple weeks.
All I know is I was at Lorenzo's, and I'm like, wow, who is that beautiful woman over there? And then Joe comes over and goes, you meet Michael's mother, my ex-wife? I'm like, wow, all right, Joe. I was like, so your wife before that let hub be the babysitter?
Wait a minute, listen. I needed to meet somebody with a lot of money. Are you available? You're not.
I'm as locked in as locked in could be.
I'm causing problems.
What's the matter? Shoveling, plowing snow is a decent job.
Stop.
Sorry,
it,
what?
Don't.
Listen, you make a lot of money, except it hasn't snowed this year.
That's right.
I've noticed. I've noticed.
It hasn't snowed, Joe. Has
hey, you
snowed.
Know what we got to do? Arthur Idella's with us. Sorry, it's Friday, all right? And there's so much noise, and we're going to get into all the legal. You got one of the most brilliant minds on earth in Arthur Idella with us. But I have to do this because I have such love for Arthur's mom and his family. Arthur's such a great family guy. The family's so beautiful. He's such a good dad. And Marianne calls me. Arthur's mother, listen to me. I'm in the car. I'm doing 10,000 things. I don't have time to breathe. I get a message from Marianne Idella, and it is beautiful. My mother, Arthur, by the way, listens to your mother's messages and loves it. That it was like a seal of approval.
Oh, there you,
know?
You go.
You know, mama, another mama. Mom, another mom says something. So we have to, and as what we do, this is what we do when Arthur comes on the show. With the true star, and Arthur will agree to this, is his mom. So let's hear the Piscopo phone message from the one and only Marianne Idella right here.
Hi, Joe. You don't have to get back to me. It's Arthur's mother. Marianne, I just want to wish you and your beautiful family, your mother, your daughters, and all a very, very happy Valentine's Day. And I'm so happy that you and I are on the same page with that word hate. When I was teaching, I always used to say the only thing you hate is the devil, but everybody else you dislike or you're discontented with the way they behave. You're the best, and of course, I'm probably one of your biggest and best fans, okay? Remember when Arthur said, when it's time for my funeral, we got to do Dominic the Donkey and the Duck Dance and the kick line outside the church of New York, New York. Don't forget, Joe. You better be there. I know you always keep your promises. All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, Joe. You're locked into the funeral 100 years from now, Joe.
Love you. That's right. That's exactly right, Marianne.
2119.
She got me booked. I got booked. I'm booked.
Have you ever been booked for a funeral before?
No,
Your whole career. Think about
it. I have not. You know, I always have, and you're welcome to join in. Anthony Pope, you know, like yourself, I watch you guys in court, and you guys are great orators, you know. Arthur Idella, Anthony Pope. I booked Anthony for my eulogy. I said, just in case.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
Joe, can you make it? No, I got to go to a funeral. Line.
Dominic the Donkey. I got to sharpen up. Hey, 100 years from now, Marianne, 100 years from now. Wait, that is beautiful. Thank you. Your mother, she is just beautiful, man.
She starts off, Joe, you don't have to get back to me. I know you're going to be rushing to the phone to call me back.
It's great. Let me go to Mark real quick, Al, before we break. We're with the great Arthur Idella. Mark, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
So, listen, Al's wrong. It's Saturday nights for the wives, and Friday was for the Gomadas.
All right.
Jim, I'm so glad I got that wrong, Mark. I really didn't want to be right about it.
Thank you. Yeah, good. It's a good thing Al got
it. Al does it the other way in Jersey. There's more beer tastings going on Saturday.
That's right. That's true. That's good point.
But this is the guy who postpones his anniversary because he's going to go out.
I didn't postpone it. I celebrated it early.
He calls it day drinking.
Well, listen, I'm old. Now, if I was in my 20s, I go out all night. Now, day drink.
Explain day drinking to me, Al Gattula. What is that?
Just drink during the day. The event that I'm going to tomorrow starts at 11:30. So at 11, I'll have breakfast at 9 and beer by 11:30.
I want to be Al the next
Joe,
night.
Joe, I mean, the days night. When your dad was practicing law, lawyers, they drank all the time. I mean, it was standard operating procedure.
The print room in Hackensack, New Jersey. My pop would tell me he would go out and they would do their cases in the morning, and then by noon they would be at the print room and the judges were there. By the way, the insurance companies, New Jersey manufacturers, my father would always go back and forth with, but it was friendlier back then, it seemed, Arthur, and they would all sit down and they would all imbibe and have a cigarette, for crying out loud.
Well, number one, there weren't people, everyone didn't have a camera in their pocket, right, take a picture of it, and then no one was posting it up on YouTube and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Listen, there were allegations that F. Lee Bailey, all kidding aside, was much better in the afternoon than he was in the morning because he would have a martini at lunch and it would loosen him up and he'd be a little more, for the record, hold on, Jagger, for the record, my father, who used to have at least one glass of wine every day at lunch, did not do that when he was on trial. When he was on trial, he'd stay in the courtroom, have a Snickers bar, And back then, there were no bottles of water. You find a glass of water out of the pitcher or out of the water
fountain. Hysterical. Yeah, yeah, it's so true. But RJ, wasn't it? It might have been nicer back then. And I'm going way back to when my pop practiced 40 years ago, whenever, when he started out. And don't forget, he represented the non-English speaking blue collar laborers like his dad was. And people heard on the jobs, a lot of the Polish community in Paterson and Passaic, New Jersey. And he would go to, I remember watching this as a child, and he would go up against a big insurance company like the good folks at NJM, New Jersey Manufacturer, which is really a great organization, but it was, they were friendly, man. They were, I can remember my father, they would present their case, and it was always nice and docile. Now everybody's going through your throat.
I think the word was collegial. There was a collegiality. Good. There was a
nice that you're here to use big words, because me and Al aren't going to find those.
It was a profession. It was the height of professionalism.
Yeah, man,
weren't riding a snowplow. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you did back then, Joe. People of your father's generation.
Yeah, yeah.
What percentage of Italian Americans were educated to the level that your father was?
Yeah, it's a good point.
5%, 8%, 10%, maybe.
Back then, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And my grandfather, Frank Piazza, my mom's dad, he was a lawyer when nobody was a lawyer. And when I was coming up, and people who knew my grandfather said he was always a good guy, he was a great guy. He goes, especially if you were Italian, he was great to the young Italian lawyers.
Yeah,
you know, nowadays everyone is so afraid. Everyone's looking over their shoulders. Watch what you email. Watch what you text. Because it's going to blow up and it's going to be on the cover of the Post, and then you're done.
Arthur, it's a great lineage. It really is. And Arthur Idella is one of the brightest legal minds. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about this Jesse Smollett situation. We're going to talk about the gag order on Roger Stone, El Chapo. And this, it incenses me, this girl that's born in Hackensack, New Jersey, and she goes to Alabama. Where does she end up? With ISIS. Now they're going to sue the Trump administration to bring this girl who married twice. ISIS had a baby with ISIS, and now she's supposed to come back home. And they're suing the Trump administration to bring this gal back home. You don't want to miss Arthur's take on all of it. 7:21 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo is here. And you know what? Debbie's always looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joe, and welcome to Arthur, and hello, Al. Let's see what's happening right now, guys. As you head to the PATH trains, we're still seeing delays Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd. It's all due to switching problems. New Jersey Transit, the Morrison Essex Gladstone branch, is still suspended with the ongoing overhead wire issues. Let's go inbound at the GWB. It's a disabled tractor trailer before the tolls to the upper level. Lower level, an accident, but traffic's still pretty light, only 5 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln 20, Holland, that's going to be about 15 to 20 minutes getting into town, and we're seeing some volume now on the Garden State Parkway south at 129 with an accident blocking one lane getting down by the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound Thruway moving along pretty well, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the eastbound BQE up by McInnes-Humboldt. Some earlier problems cleared. FDR Drive south, very busy down through the 70s, and 111 still closed in Hop Hog, accident with down wires. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Ace Hardware. At Ace, save on what you need to take care of your home. Save 25% on a regular priced item under $50 when you get your coupon at acehardware.com. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at Ace. Valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Kraft Heinz, the company known for its ketchup and macaroni and cheese, could be selling off parts of its business. It had a disappointing quarter, and it's considering selling some product lines that are not making much money for the company. Kraft Heinz is also cutting its dividend. Its shares are down nearly 10% before the Wall Street open. You could own a piece of photo sharing site Pinterest. It has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission to go public. Pinterest is said to be looking at launching its stock in late June. Zillow shares rallied as one of the founders of the company revealed he's returning. Rich Barton, who was CEO from 2005 to 10, will return to lead the company again. Sales have grown at Zillow since he left, but the company has only made a profit in 2 years since his departure. The Dow was down 103 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 29. The S&P lost 9. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Kosova.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on everything you need to take care of your home. Get your coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 7:26. Arthur and Al are here. I did want to tell you about the Lieber family, if I can. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck and Oradell, New Jersey, and at the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with end-of-life issues. Go online to BergenJewishChapel.com, and there you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of face-to-face meetings, right, at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, please go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. 201-261-2900.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Here we go. Alright, you gotta talk to this guy.
I didn't mean.
Total man crush on Robert Goulet. Al, the man.
I hope Moreno plays this at his wedding.
Are you going?
No, you
are you going
what?
To the wedding yet?
I don't know.
Listen to me. Guys, listen. When Frank is married, he goes, Joe, would you do... I know Frank. I'll go, Joe, I don't want to ask, but if you would... Look, people
do
are...
This song.
I'll go up with the band. I'll do that song.
Oh, Robert come Goulet. On. God, I would love it. I'll dance solo. I don't care. I'll just grab a woman right there and start dancing.
You're going? Wait, Al,
I know.
Are we going?
Are we going?
Well, I have no idea.
My mother's in the wedding party. I think my mother included herself in the wedding party.
She's a bridesmaid. Yeah, one of those things.
Joe, you know, I just came back from Florida doing my most important job, and that was being a dad.
Oh, man.
And I went and visited my uncle, who's, you know, he's an Italian uncle. He's not really a blood uncle, but, you know,
Hyman Roth? Did you go down and see him?
Angelo Morelli.
Oh, look at that.
And his favorite guy, and I need you to fill in the blanks here, his favorite singer of all time is Jimmy Roselli. So what is the real story behind Roselli and Sinatra? What do you know of the feud and what caused... Sinatra blackball Roselli.
So I heard, and someone will call and correct me, and Arthur, you may know more inside than I do. So Jimmy Roselli was really one of the most popular Italian-American singers ever anywhere. When he would fill a room, he would fill a room, and people go, Jimmy Roselli, who's Jimmy Roselli? He would go out, he would fill a room, very, very popular. So he was coming up. And then Frank Sinatra did, so I heard. This is all legend. This is
right.
Jersey.
I know, the legend, of course.
So Frank Sinatra had his mother, Dolly, who was a big political powerhouse in Hoboken, had a benefit. And the old man, Mr. Sinatra, calls Jimmy Roselli, knowing how popular Jimmy was in the Italian-American community. Jimmy, could you go and help my mom out? Because she needs to raise some money for her Democratic Party, whatever it was at the time. And Jimmy Roselli goes, I'd love to, Frank. I can't. Boom! Not what you say to the chairman of the board. He was blackballed ever since then for the rest of his life. I swear to goodness gracious, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
No, I heard the same thing. There's two variations. One was, it wasn't like for the Democratic Party. It was like a charity event, like kids without legs or something like that. Number one. Number two, I heard. He wanted to get paid. It wasn't that he wouldn't do it, but he wanted to get paid to do it.
I did hear that.
Or a third one was it wasn't Sinatra or Dolly who asked him. It was like a third party, and he was offended, Roselli, that it was a third party who asked as opposed to Frank or Dolly. And he said, no, if they're not going to ask me, then I'm not going to do it. However, this is how bad he wound up, Joe. Allegedly, he got paid $1.8 million a year to do like 10 shows a year at Caesars or something
like that, which I know is what you get paid to do this show.
It goes right to the X's.
Hey, you know what's so interesting is, though, he was in demand, and Jimmy Roselli could fill a room like nobody else. And
he had a great voice, right?
He was great. People would stand up, and they would say, do this, please, do this song, do Mama, whatever it was. So I think it worked out okay. I don't know, Arthur, to your point, if Mr. Sinatra and Jimmy Roselli ever reconciled after
I don't know the answer, but I'm so glad that the listeners in here at 970 a.m. The Answer get this, you know, the breaking news of the Roselli-Sinatra feud here on a Friday morning.
There's some stories, man. I heard so much. Should we talk? Should we gossip?
Just between us.
It's the Frank Sinatra story with Joe DiMaggio, and Rock Positano will tell you the inside line of all that, because they were best of buddies early on. And then the Maryland thing got in the way, and then Joe just wasn't crazy about Mr. Sinatra, and they went back and forth. What's with the Italians? There's always something. They always get mad. They don't talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
they get offended. Al, look at Al, by the way.
I'm always offended.
I heard the whole thing about his sister. They're going to see each other at the funeral, and then at the lawyer's office when they're whacking things up, when everybody's going to the grandkids anyway.
No, because you know why? My sister thinks she's going to benefit off of my mother's death. That's what it is. My sister, listen, this is how well I know my sister. My sister is hoping that my mom lives another couple of years, so when she turns 55, when my mother passes, she can move into my mother's place in the old age community that she's living in. So I don't have a problem with that.
Why don't you pour it all out on the radio?
No, but you know what? If my sister was on here right now, I don't think she would deny it. And to be honest with you, she's more than happy to live there if she turns 55. Just give me my piece. That's it, and I'm done. I'm out.
You put your arm around her. Look, everything all right. I love you. I just like that. Come on.
Joe, you know what I do?
Would I give my sister a kidney if I had to? Would I give her blood if I had to? Yes.
All right. Look at that.
I mean, that's, you know, I'm not that cruel.
Breaking news on Piscopo in the morning.
That's huge. That is huge.
No, but I don't have
because
to.
Because I love my family. Kidneys, I don't know so much.
Well, you would have a problem. You would have a problem.
You get an infection.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
You want to have Purell. Yeah. You know,
Betsy McCoy would have to be in the room with him, you know, right, make sure that everything is stuck.
Don't touch me. Please don't touch me.
Doctor, did you wash your hands? You're wearing gloves, but did you wash your hands?
Joe, you go to a hospital and somebody wants to shake your hand. Oh, don't touch me. Please do not touch me.
Joe, I told my parents that their estate planning should be when they die, there's nothing in the bank. I go, spend it all.
There you go.
Spend it all. My father. Oh, yes, that. How the hell you know? Yes. You think I know how long I'm going to live? And then what about your mother? Who's going to take care of your mother? I go, Dad, I'll take care of my mother. Yeah, right. You got so many bills, you're taking care of everybody. And you think I think you're going to take care of? Forget about it. I got to take care of everybody. Still at 80 years old. I go, don't worry, Dad. Everyone's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Arthur, you're the best. I swear to God, the Italians always. 7:34. We're going to break with Al in a second. Arthur, this Jesse Smollett thing. You're defending Smollett. What the heck can you say?
I don't know. I defend what Al Gattulo said, which is, you know, he should be prosecuted. Look, Joe, the same way a man who strikes a woman, domestic violence, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yes,
I also feel that a woman who gives a false report of that taking place, which happens. It's called using an order of protection as a sword as opposed to a shield. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And this is just a variation of that. I mean, here's someone who's taking such a serious crime, or two serious crimes, really. It's a racist attack. It's a homophobic attack. He's putting both of them together. And I don't know, for self-aggrandizement, to make himself more popular, more well-known because he's a victim, and it's all false. It demeans and belittles all the people who are true victims of those types of crimes. And it's funny how in the New York Post today, they have all the tweets of all the typical politicians who decried this behavior from, from Congress people to Al Sharpton, and how horrible it was that this happened. And now they're all silent. You know what they've done, Joe? Here's their big move. They deleted the tweet where they wrote that this was horrible, this is ugly. How come none of them is saying, if what he did, look, he's presumed innocent, but if what he's accused of, he actually did, he should be prosecuted. He should be persecuted.
Yeah,
he should be chastised.
Yeah.
But no, nobody said that.
But
no,
Arthur, where is it? To that point, Arthur Idala, where's the humility? Also, where's Tawana Brawley with Al Sharpton? Where's the credibility of Al? And all you have to say
is a sentence.
You just got to go, I was so off base. I am so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Anything. And your point is so well taken. All these people running for president, by the way, Arthur Idala, and they went after everybody. They said it's racist, it's MAGA, it's Donald Trump, and no one pulled it back and just goes, we were wrong, and this is despicable, Arthur, really.
Because it's not cool. It's not. Nobody is responsible for their own actions or their own mistakes.
Yeah.
Who goes out there anymore and says, I was wrong? Yeah. Puts on Twitter, I was wrong. I made a mistake. Nobody. Yeah. There's no responsibility for one's own actions.
See, Mama taught you well, Arthur. See, I'm telling you, man. That's so true. Well, but how do you defend the guy? Is he going to end up in jail? Your legal expertise, Arthur Idala.
He should, as an example. He should. Look, when I was, I was involved with Anthony Weiner's case, right? I was very involved with Anthony Weiner's case.
Right.
When he was sentenced, the judge takes into account two things: specific deterrence and general deterrence. And she said on the record, specifically, she did not think Anthony Weiner would do this again. He had already been through treatment. We sent him away for, I don't know, even though 2 months to the psychiatrist, to a special place where they work on people who have sexual problems. So she said specifically, I don't think I need to put you in jail to deter you from doing this again. But generally, she's like, everybody is watching this. So I need to send you to jail to give everyone else a message that if you do this, if you tweet or sext with an underage person, there are going to be ramifications. Well, it's the same thing here. Everybody's looking at this guy. Everybody's looking at this case. So if you're going to be consistent in our judicial system, where Anthony Weiner had to go to jail for general deterrence, to tell everyone else, if you do this, you're going to go to jail, then this guy should pay the consequence, to send the message to everyone else to don't even think about doing this, because if you do, you'll be sitting in a penitentiary.
Arthur Idala, the brilliant, the one, the only. He's going to stay with us. Arthur, thank you. I know how valuable your time is, my friend. We are just grateful that you're with us. And we're going to get into El Chapo. We're going to get into Roger Stone. We're going to get into the Mueller probe with Arthur Idala right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Really, the Gattulo, Piscopo, Murano, Debbie Duhaime. Now, Arthur Idala Show right here on AM 970. The Answer. Big Al has the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is investigating after a stabbing inside a Manhattan subway station on Thursday. Police say two men were arguing at the East Broadway station. The squabble escalated when one of the men pulling out a knife and stabbing the other in the arm. The attacker took off. The person stabbed has been taken to Bellevue Hospital in serious condition. No arrests have been made as detectives continue to investigate. A bill that, if enacted, would require presidential candidates to disclose their federal income tax returns is moving forward. New Jersey's Democratic-led state Senate passed a bill yesterday that would force anyone running for the presidency or vice presidency to release their tax information or be rejected from voting ballots. The bill would also prohibit electors of the Electoral College from voting for candidates who haven't released their tax information. If the bill becomes law, current president of the United States and Republican Donald Trump, who has not released his federal income tax returns, would be barred from the Garden State's 2020 ballot. In sports, Nets couldn't keep up with the Trailblazers, losing 113-99 in Brooklyn. The Nets have lost 6 of 8 and fall to 30-30 on the season. Rangers lost to the Wild at the Garden 4-1, and Four Devils scoring to back 30 saves from Corey Schneider in a 4-0 shutout over the Senators at the Rock. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Let's see what's happening. As you head to the downtown DNN train, we're seeing some delays there. Also, the Morris and Essex Gladstone branch of New Jersey Transit remains suspended. PATH trains delays Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd. That's all due to some ongoing switching issues. Inbound GWB upper level tolls, a disabled truck, but traffic is still pretty light. Inbound side of the Lincoln 25, Holland about 15, 17 northbound up in Ramsey. They just cleaned up an accident. Expect some delays. Garden State Parkway south of 129, just wrapping up some problems over there. Traffic is moving okay on the southbound thruway down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And if you're going to be taking a spin right now to the eastbound Gowanus, still slowing down up by the Prospect, LIE westbound, pretty solid right through Woodhaven Boulevard. And over on 111 and Hop Hog, everything closed by the LIE with an accident investigation. Clouds today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 743 on AM 970, The Answer. So the MyPillow 4-pack, I tell you about this every morning, and I think it's the morning that you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, and you get the deal of a lifetime from Mr. Mike Lindell. He is offering you, exclusively listening to AM 970, The Answer, 50% off on two premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows with free shipping, and then you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what I'm telling you, you have nothing to lose. Everybody's got a MyPillow. It is time that you got a MyPillow. It's comfortable. You sleep better. It's a great gift. Talk to my cousin, Paulie Pillow. That's what you see. Hey, Paulie, how are you? He goes, hey, have a pillow. Have a. He's Paulie Pillow. I'm telling you, now you can get Mike's four-pack offer. 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and the 60-day money back. I'm laughing about Paulie because that's exactly the way it is. How are you? How you doing? Good to see you. How are you? Here, have a pillow. Holy pillow, 800, and they're all my pillows, by the way. He is Mike Lindell's best customer. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970 because that's exclusive for you, okay? That's Mike's four-pack offer. And you know what? Please remember this if you're driving, mypillow.com. But the promo code is AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
What a morning. I love mornings like this. I hope you do, too, and we appreciate you listening with respect and with love through the airwaves on AM 970, The Answer. Joe on the radio, Big Al is here. And Arthur Idala, he is so knowledgeable, but so much fun. Arthur, we love having you with us, man. You are the man. You
Joe,
are so
the
man.
It's an absolute pleasure. You know, by the way, I know you're kind of single. I mean, when I was away, I did get the New York Post. I read all these things about you and my special friend, Carol.
Mm. Who you've been, can we, not to interrupt you, counselor, but you were the guy. You're the guy. And I'll tell you, I talk to you listening now because you're part of the family. When you listen on the show, you're part of the family. And forgive us for being so honest. Arthur goes, Joe. Carol Alt. That, Al, am I right or wrong? That's all he said. Two words. Yeah. Carol Alt. This like that. So, you know, Arthur, I'm saying to you, Carol Alt. What, huh? Come on. What
Listen,
are you thinking?
All I'm thinking, if I'm you, it's full speed ahead. The way you and her walked around that Marine event or whatever we went, that military event. I mean, you worked the room. And, I got two others for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I read that Stephanie is single.
Stephanie?
Now, yeah, Stephanie, the Sicilian, one of the most popular women on the planet Earth, and her real name is Stephanie.
All right. All
She's
right,
otherwise right. known as Lady Gaga.
She
just broke out, and her guy was like 48. Her guy was like 48, 50 years old, right around your age.
Yeah, thank God bless
you,
son.
So that's good. And
God
now I'm noticing, I believe Lindsay Vonn may be on the, you know, she's quit skiing, and she's floating around the city. Looking for some companionship. I mean, Joe, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Isn't it great, Al, I got a consigliere for dating?
Yeah, I like that. You and Lady Gaga, though.
And the good thing about Arthur, he's a wartime consigliere.
Lady Gaga could do the Columbus Day Parade. Nothing wrong with Maria Bartiromo. I mean, she could be there as well.
Right.
But, you know, Gaga's family is a member of the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
They're great.
I mean, they're
German
proud.
They're great. Great
proud
people.
Italian Americans. Yes. So I'm just throwing it out there. But my vote is still for Carol.
I know. Well, is she great? Carol's so great and savvy, and she's very caring in that regard. Then we've been out like that. But I don't.
She's
but
so
Arthur,
caring.
But I can't. I'm just like. Exactly.
He's Arthur. Yesterday, he's doing the show. He's distracted because she keeps texting him during the show, and he's trying to come up with a coherent thought. And he's like, how about
Joe is not
a D. I mean,
Joe is not like at eating breakfast and tying your shoes at the same time kind of guy.
No. But I've never seen Joe smitten the way he is smitten with Carol. I've seen him interact with other women. That, you know, no problem, this and that, whatever. Carol?
Al, but I'm going to stand up for Joe, because when we left Lo Bianco's party, and we were walking in the rain, and she wanted just a little support, and she put her arm around me. And we're walking like a half a block in the pouring rain. You feel like that you're the most powerful guy on the planet. I mean, this gorgeous woman has her arm around. You're walking around with this supermodel. And, you know, I thought she may have been, like, a little crazy when she told me she had, like, I don't know, four cats at home or something like that.
Right. Yeah, two. She gave
two
one.
Now.
But then I found out, like, one has no leg and one has no eye. Oh. And they were the cats that no one would adopt.
Patch
they were going to get killed. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So you mean I got a shot there? I got a shot there.
Yeah. In other words, she's very. She got a big heart.
Sorry. Yeah,
now, you see, if we had a smart sales exec, they would sponsor this half hour brought to you by Samsonite, makers of the greatest umbrellas. I mean, come on.
I got to tell you, this was, Arthur, you are so gallant. This is what, we're sitting there, and I'm with Judge Knapp, and we're Tony LoBianco and Elise, and then...
Controller, New York State Controller, Tom DiNapoli.
Right. Who's a great guy, by the way. Commissioner Nigro, Commissioner O'Neill, and then I sit with Carol, and there's
broke
Arthur.
The plant.
There. So Arthur goes like this. I told you this before. If you didn't hear this, I got to tell you again. Because I could see Carol, like, puts her coat up over her shoulders. Of course, I sit there and go, huh? Oh, is everything okay? Arthur goes to the window, Al, to the window, and he goes, here, let me close this window for you, Carol. Boom!
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A little giraffe.
Beautiful.
It was a little giraffe.
Then I get, like, then Steve Fisher's parents are there. Steve, my dear friend, Steve, the Fishers, beautiful, beautiful people. And I'm talking with them. I turn around. Arthur's gone, walking down the street with Carol. Al, he like took off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey,
keep going.
Baby, yeah, I'm Arthur Idala, baby. I'm Arthur Idala, baby.
You don't let me walk you like down that the driveway. You, by, of my, I mean...
you got to move fast. This guy's Brooklyn fast, yeah. Al. You got to watch it, baby.
She's a special lady. And I think she was a great co-host, by the way. I mean, nothing wrong with Gattulo and Marano, but I mean,
no,
you know,
no.
Carol Alt is a little bit of a different guy.
I got to tell you, Mr. Crowley called, and Jerry's the radio legend that he is. He goes, wow, she was great on the air. And you know what? Arthur, between you and I, yeah, I got no shot. I mean,
what are
you
talking about? What are you talking about?
You know, I don't know.
What are you talking about? Well, are you kidding me? Future First Lady of New Jersey? I mean, yeah, come on. Just saying. If you decide
it's
to
run. It's all good, Joe. Let's be a little serious and talk about the news. Things we're talking about special women. Because I was talking to Joe about this, to Al about this during the break.
Yeah.
This mom who dove in front of the crazy car and basically saved her family.
Yeah,
she died.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
was pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
This sick nut. That's all
what
I'm allowed
happened
to say.
There? What was that?
Her husband, the whole family is standing outside in front of a store.
Yeah.
Was that the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
They're standing in Rockland County, and he's smoking cigarettes. And the dad asked him, could you go over there to smoke your cigarettes? Which, by the way, is something my wife, Marianne, does all the time. She doesn't let anyone smoke cigarettes around my little
kids.
Baby.
Absolutely.
He jumps in this nut, evil, vicious person, jumps in an Infiniti automobile, and runs them over. She jumps in front of the stroller where three of her kids were. She's pregnant. There's six kids, I believe, all together. Her husband's there. She jumps in front of the car, and then this nut job, Joe, puts it in reverse and backs over them. They're all in the hospital. Yeah. Mom died pregnant with a baby in her belly.
Yeah.
And
unbelievable.
I mean, those are true heroes. I mean, people who did what she did. Who, unfortunately, like, she'll get buried in the news today by, you know, some other craziness. But God bless her. God rest her soul and those children and that family. The husband wrote online, you know, you took away the love of my life, the mother of all my children. And even though you and my mom don't use that word, he wrote, I hate you. And that's very understandable under those circumstances.
See, people are doing crazy things. And in my opinion, there's no consequences anymore. You know, everybody's a victim, for crying out loud. You hear that over and over again. It's so unfortunate. Quickly, Arthur, before we let you go, and thank you for your time, our friend Roger Stone, how does it end up with Roger, do you think?
Well, now he's got to keep his mouth shut because he doesn't want to go to jail. And it is what it is. And El Chapo, they're looking to reverse his conviction because his lawyer got caught in some torrid affair during the trial, and the jurors found out about it.
Oh,
and
man.
Now they say, well, that means he didn't get a fair trial. So what's the lesson of the story for me and Anthony Pope? Do not have any torrid affairs, although Anthony's not married, so he can have as many affairs as he wants. Don't have any affairs. Don't tweet about it. Don't text about it, especially when you're before or during you're going to do a trial.
Arthur, thank you so much for joining
us. We love you, Giuseppe. Have a great weekend.
Love to the family, and keep being the great dad that you are, and love to your mama, too. 752, Debbie's on the roads for you. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb?
Joe, the inbound side of the GWB, disabled tractor trailer just cleared. Moving okay there, about 15 minutes in, though, from the lower to the lower level. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 25. Holland about 20. 111 still closed. And Hop Hog with an accident. And traffic moving a little bit slowly here as you head to the Cross Bronx West at Rosedale Avenue with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the numbers in Virginia.
By a 21-point margin, blacks believe he should not step down versus believing that he should step down. Among whites, however, it's 50-50.
So whites are more offended by the photographs than blacks are in Virginia.
The assumption was that black people are going to be far more offended by this than whites. They aren't. You know why? Because they know it's nothing.
The Larry Elder Show.
weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to AskMikeConnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 on AM 970 The Answer. Love you for listening. Thanks so much on this Friday. You going to Italy with us? Come on. You got to go to Italy. Italy. You got to go. You got to follow Joey to Italy tour from my buddy Steve Perillo. All right? It's for you because you're family. And we're going to have – so I put it out there, and I told you this before. Steve and I, we've meticulously planned this. I went out with Allie, my daughter, to the beautiful Perillo offices out there in Jersey. And we talked about what we're doing, how we're going to do it. Then we put it out there, and we say on the air, we're going to Italy, and sold out in 2 weeks. Boom. Just like that. And I cannot wait to see you. So now we added another bus on the tour, and this we're calling this Piscopo with a side order of Murano tour. And that's exactly what it sounds like. It's exactly what it is. Frankie Five Boroughs will be there. How cool is that? So you have a second bus with Frankie. I'll be in the other bus. It's two buses, but we're all traveling and going in the same places. Rome, Sorrento. Isn't this cool that we could do this from New York? Come on, in Jersey, you gotta go. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Pompeii. I've never seen Pompeii. Capri. We're going to Capri. And I'm going to Provincio di Avellino, Prato La Sera, Nordovest di Napoli. I'm going to go right up into the mountains and where my grandfather was baptized. I'm going to go see where my grandfather Rosario, where he is from. And I invite you to go with me. Or you could stay in Sorrento and you can make mozzarella. I'm just saying. I will be there at all five group dinners, three group lunches, the wine tasting in Tuscany, the intimate cabaret with Steve Perillo and myself. Come on. It's the Martin and Lewis of Italy. Perillo at Piscopo. We're going to be performing in Rome. I'll be there. We'll all be together. But we have added a second bus, and we invite you to go along with us. 888-PERILLO. Just like that. Janice is standing by for you at the offices. 888-PERILLO. You can call your travel agent. Go to PerilloTours.com. But you tell them, whatever you do, you tell them, I want to go on this Piscopo Perillo tour. Piscopo with a side order of Murano, baby. All right? And don't forget, now we've added this on, but once this is sold out and it's selling out very, very quickly, it's finito. Please try 888-PERILLO.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberger's a meteorologist. Joey, I'm loving the warm weather, man. I'm telling you what.
It's
great yesterday and today as well, yes?
Yeah, today's not bad. I mean, it's 46. I mean, that's all right. That's acceptable, right?
Yeah, 46. You kidding me, Joe? Did you go on the bike yesterday, Joe?
No, I did not. Actually, I went to the pool. I swam for an hour nonstop.
Oh,
I haven't done that since
animal.
I was training
you're
for an Ironman.
You know, it's that Speedo. It's that Speedo that just propels you. That pink Speedo, man.
I'll be on the bike this afternoon, though. 46 today, 44 tomorrow. We get rain tomorrow night and into Sunday morning. Tapers off, then lots of wind late Sunday, Sunday night into Monday.
You're a good man, Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We love this guy in the pool. All right, we're coming back. You know what? Dr. Nina Ratcliffe with us, Jeff Norris, Mike Gallagher, and Jeffrey Lyons on AM 970 The Answer. And you, Piscopo from New York City, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is investigating after a stabbing inside a Manhattan subway station yesterday. Police say two men arguing at the East Broadway station. The squabble escalated. One of the men pulled out a knife, stabbed the other in the arm. The attacker took off. The person stabbed has been taken to Bellevue in serious condition. No arrests have been made. And it's not too late to place your bets on the Oscars. Regulators in New Jersey are allowing state sports books to accept bets on this Sunday's Academy Awards. It's the first time in the U.S. legal sports bets are being allowed to be taken on the Oscars. Nevada gaming officials have prohibited Oscar bets in Las Vegas. In sports, the Nets lost to the Trailblazers 113-99. Rangers lost to the Wild 4-1. The Devils shut out the Senators 4-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.